Now, I'm joined here in the studio with Niamh MacDonald, independent left candidate for the next local election in Donegal local electorate area. She's going to be talking about affordable and public housing, publicly funded services, also some local issues, a number of local issues, and also about her local election campaign. Good morning, Niamh, and thanks very much for coming in to us. First of all, Niamh, one of the main issues of concern for independent left is to provide access to a range of affordable and public housing. Mm-hmm. What are your views about the current crisis we are in today and how can it be rectified?
Well, it's criminal, to be honest with you. We have over 10,000 people living in emergency accommodation, nearly 4,000 children. These children are being institutionalised in hubs and hotels, and I feel it's totally preventable, and it's been preventable for years, to be honest with you. There's a big thing out there between social and public housing. Social housing, this is like, to me, a government spin. Social housing is where they provide a thing like the HAP scheme, where they provide you money to pay private landlords for private rented. And that still leaves people in a very insecure position because it goes from year to year on your lease, and the lease can be dropped at any time, and you can be told for certain reasons that you have to leave the house. And because of the rental crisis at the moment and the lack of properties on the private market, it's very, very hard for anyone to find alternative accommodation, and many end up homeless or living, going back home into overcrowded conditions. The over 10,000 people is not the real figure, I feel, because there's an awful lot of hidden homeless, an awful lot of street homeless are not accounted for, and there's an awful lot of people sofa surfing, lots of different situations. They're doing their best to manage in a crisis situation. It's actually an emergency, not just a crisis.
Most of the hidden homeless are living with their families.
Well, out canvassing,
brothers, sisters, and so on.
Well, out canvassing since last January, the amount of doors I've knocked on where you've got returnees, so children in their 30s and 40s have returned home. They've maybe returned home with children, turned home as couples, and they're living in overcrowded conditions. That's not just in public housing, that's in private housing. So it's across the board. It's affecting lots and lots of people. Yeah, absolutely.
And what about the build to rent developments now being actively promoted by the department and the cuckoos? Backed up by our present government as well.
Yeah.
Won't first-time buyers and those on, you know, average incomes or low incomes, they'd be completely locked out?
Well, this is another, again, talking to people, a lot of people are gone home to try and save for a mortgage because they can't afford the rent they can't afford to pay rent and to save at the same time. So there's been a shift towards this rental market, and it's shift towards very, very high rents. You see lots of big investment companies coming in, buying up huge blocks like what's happening in Clare Village at the moment, and seeing to make massive profits. And some of those profits, there's a massive transfer of wealth because some of those could be under the HAP scheme. So that's our money being transferred to private landlords to pay for buildings that they will own. And that's, what do we get out of that? We get nothing. We get insecurity and homelessness for families and people in our society, and we lose an awful lot of money. So there needs to be a dramatic change and a big policy shift. Absolutely.
What if we went back to the 50s and what we did then with social housing?
The good old school council housing estates.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Yeah. I am a firm believer. As someone who lives in a council flat herself, and the security that brings for me and my son, I'm a single parent, so that brings us huge security. That means me and my son Tom have somewhere to live, I can put him in a school, we have security, and we know we're part of a community. We need those estates back again, but not just houses. We need community centres, we need parks and playgrounds to go up side by side. I believe we need direct building by the council. We need to go back to that, because there's no profits for developers in community centres and building playgrounds. The profits isn't selling homes, so we need to start to directly build from Dublin City Council and to focus on the needs of the people and not profits. So to me, that's hugely important. I also believe Dublin City Council have a role to play in the rental schemes and also in affordable housing as well. We've got an awful lot of land. We shouldn't be selling that land off to private developers, public land to private developers, and only getting 20 or 30%. There should be 100% public housing on these developments. We shouldn't be selling off our public homes. We can build affordable homes. Also, I strongly feel that we need to get policies in for rentals. There should be no evictions into homelessness. Nobody should leave their home, family, or anybody should leave their home to go onto the streets, to go onto a hostel, or to go into a B&B. We need to protect. What type of society are we looking for? We need children to know where they're going to school in the mornings. We don't need families traipsing across. People may not be able to reach schools. We need a better protection for renters too. We at Independent Left feel that there should be no more than 30% of your income should go onto rent. We think that rents should be dramatically reduced, and there should be legislation to protect tenants more as well.
Yes, well, in fact, so many of them out there are stressed
Oh, the amount of people.
When the lease comes up, what's the landlord?
Well, I've met loads of people that have got notices to quit, and they're just biting their nails, waiting. Where can I go? I can't find anywhere. I can't do anything. This is people maybe on social welfare, in low pay, in medium pay. It's across the board, and it just seems to be it's falling on deaf ears. And our government and Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil just seem to be pushing towards like these cuckoos, private rented, and big developers.
Yeah. Okay. Tell us about health, childcare, and community services that can be publicly funded, and how.
Well, for me, a big thing is childcare. As I said, I'm a single parent, and childcare is very prohibitive for us at the moment. And I feel that's what there was a subsidy brought in a couple of years ago, and that was to give parents the help and people on social welfare for childcare. But then the private childcare facilities put their price up, so it still was out of the reach of many, many people to do it. I feel that community childcare, which is not profit-based model, it's based on family and it's based on local community and local employment. And I feel that we can, 1% of our GDP can fund this. And the childcare system at the moment is one of the most expensive in Europe, and it's insufficient. And it's preventing an awful lot of mainly women going out to work, and it's keeping single parents in a poverty trap. I talk to many single parents, and I know that we want to get out and we want to work. We want to be part of society. We don't want to be sitting in a poverty trap. And childcare is one of the most important things. And community-based childcare that's based on ability to pay is the one way that we will be able to get many more women and many more parents out to work and affordable. We're losing an awful lot of money that could go into our communities, that you're paying on private childcare, that you're paying on rent. So that's rent, that's again, it's a massive transfer of wealth. That money could be spent in our communities and promote more local shops, be able to buy more cars. Do you know what I mean? There's ways and means of doing things that I think can be just more common sense, more so than anything else.
Yeah, and it kind of, people are stuck in the middle.
Completely trapped.
Trapped is a better word.
By this neoliberal policy of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, where everything is focused on profit over what the needs of the actual people are in our society.
Right, so would you agree that public transport and the infrastructure for Dublin is heading in the right direction?
No.
You know, bus connects, metro on the way and so on?
No. Dublin is the third most congested city in the world, right? That means that there's an overuse and an over-reliance on our cars. And one of the reasons for that, there's several reasons for that is, one is that the public transport is not sufficient. Now, for instance, again, out canvassing in Congriffin and areas like that in Balmain, they talk about the DART station where they've increased the many DARTs, but they've reduced the carriages. So there still isn't enough people. There still isn't enough room for people. Also, Dublin Bus, if you're trying to get buses at a certain point in time, they're all full and there isn't enough of them. To me, we need to increase our public transport. We need to bring back the privatised routes. I don't believe that privatising our public transport is going to be efficient, and it's not going to serve the needs of the people. This is about serving the needs of our communities, not private profit again. So we need to increase our public transport. We need to reduce the cost dramatically. I would actually be in favour of free public transport for a number of reasons. One, it'll reduce the congestion in our city. So people who actually need to use cars can use them, and people are not prohibited by the cost of public transport. Also, it'll free up the roads and it'll make them safer for children who want to walk to school, parents who want to walk their children to school. I talk an awful lot of people around, especially the Kilbarrick, Donnymead areas, where they don't like walking their children to school because there's cars everywhere parked on the roads and it's all very, very dangerous. So I think alongside that, we also need to have cycle lanes in off the road. One big thing, if I got elected, I would be campaigning for cycle lanes for children and for everyone's safety off the road, so people can cycle to school or cycle to their destinations in safety. Because a lot of people won't cycle in Dublin because they don't feel safe. And cycling has to be taken as a serious mode of transport in the city. It's a small city. It's very easy to get around if we need to. Also, for people on fixed incomes, I know pensioners and people on disability get free travel, but also, like, if people are on fixed incomes and, like, if you want to get from Clongriffin into town, it costs you over €3 to get there, so that's €6 to get in and back on a fixed income. That's quite a lot of money. So people are again trapped in their communities where they need to get out. It makes a city that's accessible to everybody and a livable city for everybody to enjoy, you know.
Yeah, it's amazing you've said that. €6, and if you had...
At least, maybe probably more, maybe 7.
If you had your son and daughter with you, that's going to be roughly €8 return for both of you.
That's €16 to get into the city centre.
And you know, last week I was only talking to a friend of mine. Mm-hmm. He took his daughter to London for 5 days. They spent £8 sterling pounds for the whole 5 days for both of them.
Yeah.
on transport. That's all they had to pay.
It is, you know.
And they went everywhere.
Absolutely. You know? Yeah. It's not rocket science. And also, like, we're getting taxed for our emissions, like, globally for this. If we, like, reduced our cars, the cars on the road, that would stop with all the a lot of the emissions that's coming out as well. So it's a win-win situation, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. What's your opinion on crime and antisocial behaviour in Dublin?
In Dublin, I do. I get a lot of people talking about it on the doors. I think there's a kind of a twofold attack here on the crime and antisocial behaviour. I think a lot of it, there's not an awful lot of community centres and amenities out there for people. There's an awful lot of teenagers around who don't have an awful lot to do. And I know most recently there was a survey done in South Dublin County Council asking teenagers what they would like, you know what I mean? And a lot of teenagers were saying, oh, we're around in groups and automatically people are nervous and afraid because they think we're going to do up to no good, right? That's fair enough for both sides. But these teenagers asked for somewhere safe to play, somewhere safe to hang out with Wi-Fi and like a youth community cafe, and somewhere safe for them to go so they're inside and it's kind of loosely supervised. So I think that's one thing. And also, I know that people have been asking for more community policing as well, that they don't see that there is any patrols in their areas and it's making them feel very unsafe, to be honest with you. Yeah.
So do you feel we need to pump more funding into Garda resources?
I think so, but I think we need to pump more into communities as well. I think we need to pump more into community centres. We need to pump more into the youth and what they're doing. There's nothing out there for young people and teenagers and stuff to do. We need to give more supports into more areas. We need to look at to tackle unemployment. We need to tackle more the social issues, more so than just the police. I think social issues are key to this. We need to look one step back as to why this is happening, you know, because if we just keep throwing police at it, it's not going to stop it. We need to go back further again. Why is this happening? They're talking about, yeah, we're on a crest of a wave, you know, we're on the up again. But the majority of people, especially around the areas, don't feel that. And there's a lot of poverty, there's drug addiction, there's family breakdown and stuff. So we need to have more supports in our communities and find out why the reasons are, and not just try to push back the tide. Let's try and solve the actual problem.
And in your local electorate area, mm-hmm. at Clongriffin, there was talk of setting up a Garda station, a local Garda station.
Mm-hmm.
Are you aware of the current situation on that?
I know that there has been meetings about it, and they have gone to the local council meetings about this and have been campaigning about it, and they're also campaigning for community centres, a community centre in the area as well. Yes, and they have been. It's a lot of talk about it as I'm talking on the doors. It's a big issue on the doors in Clongriffin, Balmain and Parkside. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, how is your campaign going? What kind of a response are you getting from, you know, your door to door visits?
Yeah, like we're out like three or four days a week. You know what I mean? I'm getting a very positive response to people on the doors. They say I'm a new face, a fresh face. I've a lot of political experience. I was the chair of the Dublin Bay North Repeal the Eighth here last year, which was a fantastic campaign, a fantastic community campaign across the board. They liked my policies about public and affordable housing, about childcare. And so far, so good. It's really positive. But it is difficult to see how it's going to translate on election day, on the ballot day, you know. But I have a fantastic team of people around me who are really, really helping me. So, and we're out and I'm enjoying the canvases and I'm enjoying meeting everybody. So I think that that's a win-win situation. And we're spending an alternative message, a message that we don't have to be based on private policy. We can start working on public funded housing, and it doesn't have to be all about the cuckoos and Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil policy. There is another world is possible, you know.
Right. And what are the major issues coming from locals, you know, during your visit?
The public and affordable housing is huge, like you saying, the lack of amenities. Like I was in Balmain and people are very, very angry down there that, like, what was going to be their library is now going to be turning into apartments, you know. And they're very angry that there's no community centres, there's no community down there, it's just housing. And it's very difficult with the issues that are down there at the moment. Same in Clongriffin and the same in Parkside. They feel that their houses are just there, but there's no community based around them. That's a huge thing for me, like green spaces, playgrounds, community centres. To me, that develops a healthy community that's going to be brought forward for many generations to come. So it's about again, it's about what kind of society we want. A big thing is waste management and the cost of the private bins. You know, that's a huge thing for me. I feel that we need to bring our waste management back into public control. Like, for instance, in 2016, there was 44,868 tonnes of waste unmanaged that Dublin City Council had to clean, to pay to clean up. So the private refuse companies, they're unaccountable. There's 20 main operators, and the recent Competition Consumer Protection Commission CCP report has said that Irish waste management is highly inefficient. So I feel like in in Edinburgh, they brought what they had, a private service like what we have here, they brought it under public control. But first, they put regulation over so it would be easier for the transition. So we need to start looking at more regulation for our waste management. There's a lot of fly tipping, there's a lot of dumping. This can be prevented. We also need a big increase in our public bins, because that's a huge issue as well. And also increase in the signs for dog poo and the dog poo bins as well. So there's some of the issues that are coming up. Again, we ensure that the water charges don't come back in, whether through the back door or the front door, whatever that may be. So I would be like advocating for a referendum on our water and to keep water in public hands, I suppose. And another thing is climate change as well. That's massive, you know, and Dublin City Council has a huge role to play in that, because I don't believe a carbon tax is going to solve climate change. It's not going to reduce our emissions. It's going to disproportionately affect smaller and lower and fixed incomes more. But it's people in a rented accommodation can't refit, retro their houses. I'm in social housing. I don't have control over what boiler system, what heating system I use. So that does not make any sense. So what we need to do is, like, 70% of our pollution is caused by big business and agriculture. That's where we need to be focused. Yes, we can do our bit on the ground, single-use plastics, increase public transport, better recycling facilities, but I do think that we need to focus on the big polluters, and Dublin City Council and national government should have the teeth to be able to do that if they're serious. Like, at the moment, Ireland is the second last in the EU in fighting climate change. That's a disgraceful record, you know.
Yes, absolutely. Niamh, right, so we're going to leave it at that, unless there's anything else you'd like to mention before we finish up.
No, that's it. Just vote Niamh MacDonald, number one on election day. That's it, really.
Well, we all wish you the very best of luck with the campaign. And thanks again for joining us today, Niamh.
No, thank you very much for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
You're most welcome. All the very best to you. Take care and have
thank
a great
you.
Day. That was Niamh MacDonald, independent left candidate for the next local election in Donegal electorate area. She was talking about affordable and public housing, publicly funded services, some local issues, and also all about her election campaign.